Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode, I guess, 12 now, of the Madamon playthrough. And we are about to take on the Tangeria Tower.
Madamon is loading.
And this place has a lot of mazes, some dead ends. There's an area later on in the game that's way worse in terms of mazes and stuff.
Press enter.
This one also has some pretty intense fights. It's got some puzzles that you have to do to solve it. What else do I want to say about that? There's a few Madamon you can only get in this tower. Actually, one or two. You get Chiroptera in this tower. You can get his transformation later. Dorminoid is one you can get in here. You can get Donimer. You can get him in the sewer system. And by the way, Donimer's first form, Electrost, you can only get by breeding a Donimer. Some people don't know that, but that's how you get his first form, and then he'll transform into Donimer later. I don't know why it's that way, but it just is. So that's there. Apparition is also the other one you can get. It's the transformation of Gulad, and you can trade it with somebody, and then it will transform into Mortrex. So if you didn't get a Gulad earlier and grind him up to Apparition and trade, now you can get an Apparition in the tower and do that. So those are the ones you can get here. We've got some stone puzzles to do. I will walk us through them and tell you how I do them. There are a number of ways you can do them, but this is the way that I find them to be the easiest. So we may do this in two episodes. We'll see how long it takes us. But this is a pretty decent-sized area. So let's go ahead and get started. We're in the hotel. We're going to get out of there and go east to that house that goes to the tower. Here's the tower front. Let's go in the tower before we get attacked.
Tangerial Tower F1.
Okay. Show up. The rules are that the stones have to be touching each other, and they have to be in the right order. So, okay. So, let's do that. The
tablet is engraved with the letter N.
Control Enter will let you examine what they are. Now, Jade does a fairly decent job in his guide with some of these, too. I have changed them a little bit, but it's okay. N, you move up once and push right against the wall. When you hit enter on it, it'll move the way that you're pointing. So if you're below it, it'll move up. If you're above it, it moves down. Left, it moves right. And right, it moves left. Okay? If you're to the, like, so if I'm to the left of it, it'll move right if I move right. Okay? So N is placed. Let's go way left and find O and E are kind of together, so just kind of examine them and
the tablet is engraved with the letter E.
Figure out which one E is. E, you're going to want to get below it. Now let me just consult how I usually do this, because I have to remember how to do this. Okay, just a second. Okay, push it. Okay, east, 8 steps. 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8. Down 3. And check to make sure it's lined up with the N. Just put it on your right or on your left and move yourself right. Don't move it. It is lined up with our N. So I'm just going to hit enter on the stone and push it all the way to the N. P is up. Push it down. Push it down 3. And then right. until it hits the E. Let's go all the way left and find O. O, all we should have to do is push it down once, and then all the way to the right. That means you've got the puzzle correct. There's a guy in here who will reset the stones if you want them reset if you mess up somehow. Also, if you go out of any of the puzzle rooms, it will reset them as well. So, just kind of know that. Let's go in this door. Now, this room is a maze, and there are some items that are not mentioned in the guide that I have found by exploring, so I don't go the way that the guide tells us to go, or how Jade recommends it. So I'm going to save the game. I'm going to use these encounter downs. Now I'm going to go from the door. I'm going to go west along the south wall. I'm going to go north now that that wall is open. All the way north until it opens up. Go west. Hear that chest.
Obtain 650
gold. It's got some gold. Go to the west wall. Go north, east. North when the east wall opens. And north. Keep going north. This is a narrow pathway. Up to...
Jeff found a UP restorative.
That. Okay. Go all the way south again. Go east when this east wall opens up. Follow the wall. Go east again. Keep going east. This wall should be above you. Go north. Keep this wall to your left. And you'll get this.
Jeff found a mighty herb.
Mighty herb. Get to the east wall and... go south. Go west. Go south. Follow the east wall. Go east. South. East again. South. East, this is a narrow gap. If you miss it, you will get lost. Go east. This pathway. Go north in this pathway. Go east.
Jeff found a revive.
Find a revive. Let's go south along the east wall. Then we go west. You should follow walls in here. It's just important that you do. Go west. There's the revived chest. You're going to go south. This is back the way we came. You're looking for... this wall opens. It's going east, south, east. Follow this east. Follow this wall, this north wall. North. To get...
Jeff found a power potion.
That.
Jeff
found that.
A power potion. Jeff stored.
Go around the chest. Go. Go, south. Keeping the east wall behind you. The east wall opens. Go east. Go north. The floor changes. That's how you know you're going the right way. Go north. East. North. Following the west wall now.
Items. EX. Super.
Still going north. Following this west wall. We're going to go west. All the way west. And north. And east. Okay, save your game.
Save game. Game saved. Select an option.
You will get through it quicker if you don't get those items. If you don't want all those items, just go through the door and go east and just look for that narrow pathway and go. I like the items, so I get them. I love love this music. Let's just listen to this music for a second. It's just cool music, right? I mean, really? I just love it. Okay, I'm done. All right. This room is a narrow room. You just go straight through, and there are fireballs that will swirl around. Sometimes they'll hit you. It's like those flame pits kind of earlier. They're really hard to avoid. So just kind of hope for the best. If you get damaged, you can heal like that. I wait till I'm at the end of the room to heal. Just go straight through from the door. Straight through. Don't deviate, because there's pits of flame on both sides of the door coming up, and if you deviate, you'll run right into them. So just go straight. There's our door. Now, let's heal our front creature.
Faunches or swallow the strong herb, healing 56 health.
He didn't get too much damage. Let's save our game.
Save game.
Okay, we're gonna go east from this door. North. Oh, my bad. Dead end. Okay, we're gonna go west from this door. And go all the way west. All the way west. North. Now, you will come to some... This is a dead-end passage. There are a lot of these.
Inventory status, stronger items.
So what you want to do is you want to learn how to count the passages. So you're going north, and this wall opens or closes. Go down a square. Don't take that passage. That's the first one. Here's the second one. Here's the third one. And it's not the third one. It's like the fourth one, I think. Here's the fourth one. Okay? The fourth one from the left does it. When that opens up, go to the east wall. Ignore all these east passages. They're just dead ends. Go north. Here's a narrow gap to the south. Take it. Ignore all these south passages. They are also dead ends. Keep following this south wall east. Go north when you get to the end. Wait when it opens up. Go east again. When it opens up, go south. Go east along the south wall. Go south when that opens up. Follow this west wall to a chest.
Jeff found a max skill
with that.
Obtain 250 gold.
Go back up this west wall. You're listening for a ladder. Follow the east wall just to follow a solid wall. There's the ladder. This is a good time to save your game at this northeast corner because you're going to run into a scrap, a big fight. You're going to have six shadow apprentices. Most of them have like three Manamon with them, so you're going to end up in a big battle here. It's not too terribly difficult, but you need to have your creatures prepared, and we do. So we're going to go all the way west now that we've saved, and we're going to hit.
Suddenly, six shadow apprentices jumped out at me from the shadows. Going somewhere?
This.
They all asked together. Well, not anymore. They shouted.
Now, Dustin walks to the tower with us later. It should be nice if he helped us out with this, but, you know, he doesn't, so.
RMT-6 have challenged you to a battle. RMT-1 sent out an Iron Ninja. RMT-2 sent out an Apparition. RMT-3 sent out a Zinterbat. RMT-4 sent out a Wizz. RMT-5 sent out a Recobra. RMT-6 sent out a Pithor.
The most dangerous one is Recobra in here, I think. But that's just me. So, okay, your Teruffalo gets to go first. Let's do a Quake. on Recabra. Didn't quite get him, but that's okay.
Choose a move.
Rage Bug, let's use that on Nyamaja.
Skiriel has dealt 114 damage to foe Nyamaja.
Hit him there.
Defeated. Faunches or gained. RMT 1 cent out of Zinger Bat.
See, it'll come out. Okay.
Choose Frigid Touch.
Frigid Touch.
Effect. Select the target.
Oh, let's see. Actually, let's use.
Attack. Choose a move. Frigid
let's
touch.
Use ice cutter.
Select the target.
On...
Foe Aperture. Foe Zinger Bat 2.
There's two Zinger Bats. Let's use it on any of the two, I guess. But if you use it on the first one, this top one won't get to fight for a while, so let's do it on this third one. Okay, he's gone.
Damage to foes in combat 2.
See? He's out of here. He's gone. He's done.
RMT 3 sent out a level in.
That's fine.
Foe Recabra used poison dart. Foe Recabra has dealt 35 damage to
Aquazor.
Choose a move. Drench, water.
Let's do drench. Foe Aperture.
Foe
Levalin.
Foe Wiz. Foe Levalin.
Levalin.
Faunchesor used drench. Faunchesor has dealt 150
damage. I should have used Frigid Touch on Wiz, actually. Would have been a better move, but it's okay.
RMT 3 sent out a loner. Foe Aperchin used Diabolical Fire.
We can fix Aperchin it.
Foe Aperchin has dealt 52 damage to Spruzel. Foe Wists used Tribeam. Foe Wists has dealt 12 damage to Terrafala.
Okay.
Choose a move. Batter Brand. Berserk Breath.
Let's
select the target.
Get Foe rid
Foe Aperchin.
Of...
Foe Loner.
Loner.
Spruzel used Berserk Branch. Spruzel has dealt 158 damage to Foe
Loner. Alright, that guy doesn't have any more, so he's gone.
Opathor used Stun Bolt. Faunchesor has been paralyzed.
Really?
Select, choose a move. Soul Split.
Okay.
Ghost. Special. Effect point zero. You copy. Spirit Force. Stone Throw.
Let's
select
use Stone Throw.
Foe Aperture. Foe Zinger Bat.
Oh, on Foe Zinger Bat. Good idea.
Panderbit used Stone Throw.
Good idea. That's a great idea.
Foe Zinger Bat. Foe Zinger Bat has been
defeated. If we had Earthquake, it'd be great, but he doesn't get that for a while, so it's fine.
Decised now has 29 RMT 1 sent out in a billion.
Okay.
Choose a move. Quake, Earth. Select
let's get rid
target.
Of.
Foe Foe Recabra.
Should we get rid of Recabra? That's a good idea.
Terrafalo has dealt 105 damage to Foe Recabra. Foe Recabra has been defeated.
Okay.
Skiriel now has decided. Skiriel, you.
There we go.
159 damage to foe.
Rage Bug usually gets like two hits, but then Skiriel becomes berserk and stuff like that. So.
Choose a move. Ice cutter.
It's okay.
Dissonant chime.
Oh, let's use Frigid Touch on those Wiz. Get him out of here.
Decide has dealt 142 damage to foe Wiz. Wiz has been defeated. Select an action for Faunchesor. Attack.
Who do I have left?
Choose a move. Drench. Select Fopathor. Foe Aperture.
He won't be very effective on either one of these two,
Fopathor.
But that's okay.
Faunchesor used
we'll
Drench.
Just...
Faunchesor has dealt 79 damage to Foe Aperture.
Do what we need
Foe
to do
Aperture
here.
Used
okay.
Subliminal Radio Wave. Skiriel has been confused.
Choose okay.
Berserk Branch.
Let's
plant.
Use Berserk
the
Branch
Foe Aperture.
On...
Spruzel
him.
Used Berserk Branch. Spruzel
just
dealt 62 damage
get him
Foe
out
Aperture.
Of here.
Foe Aperture has been defeated.
Again, not as effective, but...
RMT 2 sent out a mortar.
That's what we got.
Fopathor used Power Surge.
Fopathor
has dealt 33 damage to Faunchesor. The move does not affect Terrafalo. The attack missed. Fopathor has dealt 42 damage to Skiriel. Fopathor has dealt 20 damage to Decise. Select choose a move. Stone Throw. Stone.
I want to get
physical.
Rid of him.
Effect points 55.
Really badly,
Spirit.
Actually.
Foe Morgul.
But let's get rid of... Let's use Spirit Force,
Spirit
Force on Morgul. Get rid of him.
117 damage to Foe Morgul.
Remember, Morgul is the transformation... from Spyroast, he transforms into Morgul. Okay.
So
just as long as we know that. Okay.
Choose a move. Quake.
Let's use Quake. Let's get Pythor out of the way.
Terrafalo has dealt 234 damage to Fopathor. Fopathor has been defeated.
He sends out a Dormcoin, but that's fine.
Skiriel is out of control.
Oh.
Skiriel is confused. Skiriel used Venom Shot. The move does not affect Foe Dormanoid.
Okay.
So choose a move. Frigid Touch.
Okay, let's use Frigid Touch on Evillion.
Frigid Touch. Decised has dealt 277 damage to Foe Evillion. Foe Evillion has been defeated.
Okay. Drench. Just one more to go.
Fontazor has dealt 92 damage to foe Dorminoid.
Well, ideally, I would use Spirit Force on a Dorminoid, but...
66 damage to foe Dorminoid. Dorminoid has been defeated. Shadow Apprentices.
See what I mean? We got a pretty good team, right? Okay, now they leave. We go up the ladder.
Tangerio Tower F2. Hold on a second.
And there's... Oh, look, there's Destiny. He showed up at just the wrong time to heal. He healed us. This next room is a puzzle room. So what you're going to want to do is go up from the ladder. You're going to go all the way up. Follow this west wall. When it opens up, you're going to go west. And you'll find two stones kind of close together. They are N and T.
The tablet is engraved with the letter N.
So with N,
the tablet is engraved with the letter N.
I like to push it left and then push it all the way down to this corner. T is the next letter that's next to it. I
with the letter T.
Like to get below T and push it up twice. And then I move it over twice. It gets it out of the way for when... Actually, I move it three times, because it gets it out of the way of everybody else. Don't move it up three times, or you won't be able to move it down. So, move it up twice. E and X are on the other side, down below, towards the ladder. So go along this east wall. When it opens up, go south along this wall. When that opens up, go west. You'll pass X, and you'll hit E, on the
engraved with the letter E.
Right, on the way down. Push E all the way up to this north wall. Go all the way until that wall runs out. Push E up.
Super encounter down's effects have expired.
Now there's a square between... I like to push this E right up against this north wall, or this west wall.
The tablet is engraved with the letter E.
Push it up. And when you hear it run out, push it down the square, and push it left. It will hit your N. Trust me, it hits your end. Let's go back down the way we came and get X. We'll do X much the same way. It's just a bit closer. So let's push X up to this wall. And then we'll push it right till the wall runs out. Push it up. Left against the wall. Up. Until that wall runs out. And make sure that it's... When you go around this corner, now make sure that the X is against the bottom wall. Push it left. It'll hit the E. Take your T. Push it all the way down. Get it on the right side. And push it left. And voila. The door has opened. That's how to do that puzzle. Some people will spend hours trying to get those done. That's how to do it. Go through this door. You will find out it is a timed room.
I forgot about this.
You have 2 minutes to get through it.
Unknown save game.
And you cannot save a game while you're in time mode.
Items. Super.
You also will not be... You won't be timed when you're in battles. There are just encounters in here. There's no people in here. So, let's see. To get through this room quickly, go east, follow the east wall north, go west. There are fireballs, just take your damage. You're looking for a north path. Take it, go north, follow the east wall. Continue north. Along this wall, there's a zag, just go left once. Q keep going north along this east wall. Go north along this wall. Go west. Listen for a very narrow pathway that goes west along that wall.
Dustin said, with 1 minute
and that ladder.
Well done, Jeff.
But you're getting hit by fireballs, so it's okay.
The worst is behind us.
But he's healed us up.
From here on out, I think we ought to
Dustin's gonna stick with us this time. Okay.
Stadium leader Dustin has joined up with you.
Oh. All right. Let's. What's next? Okay. We're going to continue, and we're going to meet a bunch of dead people, basically. So let's head east. Let's get our panda bit ready. Head east of the ladder. Dustin's with us. Go. You want to go south of when this wall, east wall opens up, go south, go east, forget about the chest.
We used to be
and here he is.
We did, but while seeking for the secrets of the Pandurial Tower, we met our death.
Dead, apparently.
We roam the Pandurial Tower, hoping someday to find some kind of resolution to our damn purgatory.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Mad Tamer Manderstall
has
challenged you to a battle. Manderstall sent out a Dormanoid and an Apparition.
I mean, I don't really care, but, you know, it is what it is.
Go, Pandurbit. Dustin sent out a Terra Follow.
Even the most experienced of us can get lost in this next level.
Terra Follow used
it, it just is
used bone
what it is.
Dormanoid has dealt 48 damage to Pandurbit.
Dustin's not all that much help, to be honest, right? Like, he sends a Teruffalo to deal with Apparition? I mean, okay. Why couldn't he have sent his Pandurbit or something?
Spirit Force. Pandurbit has dealt 141 damage to Dormanoid. Dormanoid has been defeated.
Could have sent somebody else.
Manderstall sent us into battle.
I took everything for you, apparently.
Partner Terra Follow used Quake. Partner Terra Follow has dealt.
Why didn't he use Quake on the other guy?
Foe Apparition used subliminal radio.
Yeah.
Pandurbit has
been defeated. See, he's not very helpful.
Used magic lights. The attack missed. Select
but,
an action for
Pandurbit. That's just me.
Attack. Choose a move. Spirit. Select Foe Apparition. Pandurbit
is
confused.
Damn it! I hate
dealing
when they
17
do that.
Damage. Partner Terra Follow tunneled underground. Foe Apparition used subliminal radio wave. The attack missed. Foes in combat used magic lights. The attack missed. Items.
I'm gonna
super status. Strong
heal.
Earth. Level Perv. Max U. Full Reef. Mighty Earth. UP Restore. Mighty
with
Earth. Master
the...
Earth. Medical Miracle.
Let's see. What's our health
action.
Like?
Pandurbit has 71 out of 136 health.
Yeah, okay.
Attack. Inventory. Status. Medical
it's
Miracle.
It's cheaper to
Master
use.
Master UP Restore. Mighty Earth. Full Reef. Max U. Level Perv. Strong,
strong
Earth.
Strong Earth.
Pandurbit
and...
swallowed a strong Earth. Healing 65 health. Partner Terra Follow used tunnel. Partner
Terra
Follow has dealt 68 damage to Foe Apparition. Foe Apparition has been defeated. Manderstall sent out a Fee-Fay. Foes in combat used Aura Master.
These Fee-Fays are fun to kill. They're great to kill. I love
select,
it.
Choose a move. Spirit Force. Select the target. Foes in combat. Pandurbit is confused.
Damn it, he's still confused.
Healing 17 damage.
Son
Partner
of a bitch.
Used Quake.
Oh, well.
Partner Terra Follow has dealt 90 damage to Foe Fee-Fay. Foe Fee-Fay has been defeated. Foes in combat used Fang Drain. Foes in combat has dealt 3 damage to Pandurbit. 2. Pandurbit is confused.
Really?
Pandurbit used Spirit Force.
Oh, good.
Pandurbit
okay.
Foes in combat has dealt 156 damage to Foes in combat. Pandurbit gained 411 experience. Dead Tamer Mander still defeated. You will suffer our fate someday.
Yeah, I'll probably die someday. You're right. All right, let's get our water type ready, or our earth type, or our Pandurbit. These, Fee-Fay is a flame type, kinda. So let's just get our water guy ready. Again, chest behind a wall. Can't get to it at the moment. Let's go east along the south wall. Go north when it opens. That's a dead end west, so go east. Go north. Go east. And you'll hear a bunch of weird sounds, but they're
please
just
my deceased companion.
Sounds.
It is very hard to keep a straight head when you're dead and lonely too.
Oh.
Dead Tamer Purda has challenged him to a battle. Purda sent out two Fee-Fay. Dustin sent out a Terra Follow. Choose a move. Dread type.
Fifei have terrible health. Has dealt 135 damage to foe Fifei. They die in one hit. Defeated. Pretty much anything. Her descent out of foe. Except for ice. Ice doesn't do well against these guys. Underground. For some reason. Fifei used trample. 7 damage. Fontazor's speed was decreased by one stage. Foe Fifei has dealt 7 damage to Fontazor. Partner Terra follow used tunnel. Partner Terra. Why didn't you just use Quake? Come on now. Damage to Foe Fothon. Fothon has been defeated. Sprucel. I kind of don't like having Dustin on these because he doesn't actually help me. Like, I could end these a lot quicker if I didn't have to deal with him. Select the target. Fothon. But that's okay. Fontazor used tidal wave.
Fontazor has dealt 124 damage to Foe Fifei. Foe Fifei has been defeated.
By the way, you can get Fifei in this tower too if you want one bad enough.
Choose a move. Title.
I don't know why you would, but you can get one if you want one bad enough. Damage to Foe Fifei. Just saying. This next guy,
obtained 574 gold.
This next guy has a Gopardo and a Fifei, so I'm going to use my font and my disguise. Go north. When this wall opens up west, follow this person's chatter.
Hey, Ahaya, your blood smells so fresh. Let me take it from you.
Wow.
Dead tamer Orpha has challenged you to a battle. Orpha sent out a Gopardo and a Fifei. Go, Disiced. Dustin sent out a Terra follow. Choose a move.
Frigid now,
touch.
Get rid of Gopardo first.
Foe Gopardo. Disiced use Frigid Touch.
He's an air type, so he's very susceptible to ice types. The flame guy is not, but it'll be okay.
Partner Terra follow used Quake.
Because of that.
Partner Terra follow has dealt 99 damage to Foe Fifei. Foe Fifei has been defeated. Dead Tamer Orpha defeated. How could you deny me? Obtained 378 gold.
Alright, she's gone. Let's go south. West. South. West. South. There's that chest you couldn't get
Jeff
to earlier.
Jeff stored the full revive in the status pocket.
Let's get out of this dead end, go north. Follow the north wall as it goes east and south. And then east and south and east and south.
Super encounter down's effects have expired. Status. Items. Super.
And west and south. There's a narrow pathway here that goes east. Take it. Go north. And looky there. There's a chest.
Found a revive.
Jeff with a revive. Go south, get to that narrow pathway, get out of it. Go south, instead, right there, there's a pathway that goes south. Which way am I going now?
Okay,
west, okay. East is a dead end. You can go that way, but it won't matter. Go west.
Alright,
he's got two apparitions, so let's get... Yeah, we'll use it Deciced. He's actually pretty good against these guys, kinda. Let's use our Panderbit. Okay, I'm gonna stop once we get to the end of this floor. Once we get done fighting these people for this episode. I told you it's gonna be a while. Okay, go north, west in this narrow gap, and talk to
I died only about 5 years ago. To think some of the ghosts have been here for thousands
again,
of years makes me a tad queasy.
Following the walls is essential, and if you get through a dead end, just find your way out. That's really all you can do. I've tried to describe it to you the best way that I can.
time.
So hopefully it helps.
To use daring comeback.
If it doesn't,
has dealt 30 damage to partner Terrafalo.
Then
used daring comeback.
I don't know.
Has dealt 39
what
damage to partner Terrafalo. Choose a top. So Panderbit used spirit force. Panderbit has dealt 60 damage to foe Apperson. Apperson has been defeated. Panderbit gains 666 experience. Partner Terrafalo used quake. Partner Terrafalo has dealt 45 damage to foe Apperson 2. Foe Apperson 2 used nasty.
Oh.
Foe Apperson 2 has dealt 39 damage to master 25 and select an action for Panderbit attack.
Choose okay.
Spirit. Panderbit used spirit force. Apperson 2 has been defeated. Dead tape. Good luck. I hope you don't die.
Thanks.
Obtained 414 gold.
All right, let's get our Skiriel out, shall we?
Panderbit. Terra. Panderbit.
Because
Panderbit.
The next guy has an Iamanja. Just west. Go west.
Dead Tamer Galara has challenged you to a battle. Galara sent out a Biowolf and an Iamanja. Go, Skiriel. Dustin sent out a Terra follow.
Yeah.
Ability has decreased Skiriel's evasiveness by one stage. Foe Biowolf's department ability has decreased partner Terrafalo's evasiveness by one stage. Foe Niamanja used poison dart. Foe Niamanja has dealt 17
That's
damage
fine.
To Skiriel. Choose a move. Rage. Select Foe Niamanja. Skiriel used rage bug.
Goodbye.
Skiriel has dealt 111 damage to Foe Niamanja. Foe Niamanja has been defeated. Skiriel gained 543 experience.
Okay.
Terrafalo gained 3. Galara sent out a paladin.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
Partner Terrafalo used quake. Partner Terrafalo has dealt 42 damage to Foe Biowolf. Foe Biowolf used roar. Foe Biowolf's strength was increased by one stage. Skiriel used rage bug. Skiriel has dealt 78 damage to Foe Paladin. Partner Terrafalo tunneled underground.
Well, that's stupid. Why would
Foe
you do
Biowolf
that?
Foe used assault tackle. The attack missed. Foe Paladin used restrain. The attack missed. Skiriel used rage bug. Skiriel has dealt 78 damage to Foe Paladin. Skiriel has become berserk. Foe Paladin has been defeated. Galara sent out a Foe Thumb.
Really?
Partner Terrafalo used tunnel.
Partner I forgot Terrafalo that she had a Foe Thumb, too.
To Foe Biowolf. Foe Biowolf has
That's
been defeated.
Fine.
Skiriel is out of control.
I can't Skiriel switch.
Skiriel has dealt 12 damage to Foe Thumb.
That didn't help
Partner
do anything.
Terrafalo used quake.
But that did, good.
Partner Terrafalo has dealt 87 damage to Foe Thumb.
When a creature is berserk, you can't switch out. You just have to watch it unfold.
Demetrius under Google Glittery Rurururur.
What?
Obtained
590
okay,
well, either
gold.
Way, she's gone, so...
Panderbit.
There are some north and south dead-end paths east of him. Don't worry about it, it's a dead end. Go west. South. Follow me this east wall. West. Go into this west path. Go all the way south. This narrow south path. Keep going south. And you're still going south. And yeah, you're still going south. And now you're gonna go east. North. Now, that little pathway we just passed is the way to go, but if you go north up here. You'll find a chest with some strong herbs. We're almost through this area, by the way. Which is good, because I'm getting bored with this area. Go down, back to that eastern pathway. Go to the right. Get your Faunazor ready. And get ready to fight.
I've only got my three giants and treasure chest for company.
Now this is an easy fight for a water type.
You
ready for this one?
Go. Fauntazor.
Yeah, Panderbit and Fife, huh? Yeah.
Drench,
here we
Panderbit.
Go, my friend.
Fauntazor used Drench. Fauntazor has dealt 173 damage to Foe Panderbit. Panderbit has been defeated. Jack sent out a Foe Thumb. Partner Terrafalo tunneled underground. Foe Fife used Broil. Foe Fife has dealt 6 damage to Fauntazor. Choose your pocket title.
Okay.
Select Foe Fife.
We'll use
Fauntazor
this on him.
Fauntazor has dealt 146 damage to Foe Fife. Foe Fife has been defeated.
Now, he gets a Garganken, which is a transformation of Foe Thumb you can do by using a transformation item. I'll let you guess which one it is. Is it smoke, star, or light?
partner Terafalo has dealt 129 damage to Fofogum.
You only get one guess.
Two, Aqua, Drench, Fontazor used Drench. Fontazor has dealt 184 damage to foe Gargankin.
Gargankin becomes a decent flame type, actually. Once he gets
dead
transformed.
Pigment Jack defeated. This is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, I agree. Let's get the hell out of here. Funnily enough, I like to use Deceased on Mortrix because Mortrix can't hurt Deceased very much, but Deceased can hurt him fairly well. So let's go to the right, and this person is blocking the door.
I almost discovered the dark secrets here, but then I got crushed by a rock slide. That's a highly unpleasant way to have your life extinguished. I wouldn't recommend
it. That's sad.
Dead Tamer Sarprian has challenged you to a battle. Sarprian sent out a Mortrix. Go, Deceased. Dustin sent out a Terra Follow.
This is all she's got, so we'll take him down fairly quickly. Fomortrix
used Diabolical Fire. Fomortrix has dealt 52 damage to partner Terra Follow. Deceased used Frigid Touch. Deceased has dealt 83 damage to Fomortrix. Partner Terra Follow tunneled underground.
Oh, come on. Why couldn't you just use Quake and take him out?
Diabolical Fire. The attack missed.
Oh, well.
Deceased
we'll
used
take
Frigid
him
out Touch. Down. Deceased has dealt 83 damage to Fomortrix.
Goodbye.
Fomortrix has been defeated. Dead Tamer Sarprian defeated. Kill. Will kill you. Obtain 350 gold.
No, actually. Okay, go through the door. And look at there, another puzzle. So, that's it for this episode. We will tackle the rest of the tower. And we're actually about two-thirds of the way done with the tower. So we'll finish that. We may probably start the next area. But we won't finish it. We'll get to another stopping point there. There's a lot of cutscenes coming, some people call them cutscenes. They're just scenes in the story. We will skip them, so that'll be cool. You can listen to them. They're interesting. And until next time.